I am mean, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. I Am Mean is a 1995 fantasy educational game for DOS to teach grammar to children. It is named for its villain, Ignatius Mortimer Mean, a diabolical librarian who lures young readers into an enchanted labyrinth and imprisons them with monsters and magic. The goal of the game is to escape the labyrinth and free other children. This is accomplished by shooting spiders and similar monsters and deciphering grammatical mistakes in scrolls written by Mean. The game was created by Russian-American company Animation Magic, which also animated the CDI games Link, The Faces of Evil, and Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon. Peter Burkrot provided the voices of I Am Mean and his gnome henchman, Norris. Section 1. Plot. Ignatius Mortimer Mean, an evil magician who despises children and learning, has created a magical book that sucks children inside when they read it, transporting them to a massive labyrinth where they are found by monstrous guardians and locked into cells. Two of the prisoners, named Scott and Katie, are freed by one of I Am Mean's gnome minions named Norris, who betrays his boss by tasking Scott and Katie with freeing the other captured children. Scott and Katie venture throughout the labyrinth, defeating each of I Am Mean's monster pets and rescuing the children, which causes the labyrinth's condition to rapidly deteriorate as Mean taunts them throughout their quest. The two eventually confront I Am Mean himself and defeat him using Wrightwell's Book of Better Grammar, which was hidden in the labyrinth. In his defeat, Mean vows revenge before he flees the labyrinth as the game ends. Section 2. Gameplay. The game contains 36 levels with 9 locations, including a tower, a dungeon, sewers, caves, catacombs, hedgerow mazes, castles, laboratories, and libraries. The player must rescue all the children on each level to get to the next one, which is done by fixing grammar mistakes in various scrolls. In every fourth level, the player must defeat a boss monster, otherwise known as one of I Am Mean's special pets, to advance to a new area. There are items in the labyrinth that can be used to help the player defeat the various monsters that dwell in the labyrinth, as well as help them out in other ways. The player has an agility meter, similar to a health meter that, when it runs out, takes the player back to the beginning of the level and removes all items collected on that level. Section 3. Reception. The Contra Costa Times gave the game a positive review, calling it, quote, "the first computer game for young children to use the same fast 3D graphics found in Doom," end quote, and praising it for its educational themes. Brad Cook of Allgame thought that the game's graphics and sound were well executed and thought that the game was well developed for its time, but concluded his review by saying, quote, "Since this program set out first and foremost to be an educational product, I'll have to give it a low mark because it simply fails to do that, despite how well done the rest of it is," end quote, and gave the game 2 stars out of 5. Section 4. Legacy. A 1996 sequel to the game was made, titled Chill Manor, featuring a story about I Am Mean's presumed wife, Ophelia Chill, who obtains the Book of Ages and tears out all the pages, allowing her to rewrite history. Mean appears at the game's ending to rescue Ophelia after she is tied to a chair. I Am Mean, as well as Sonic Schoolhouse and 3D Dinosaur Adventure Save the Dinosaurs, has been named as one of the creepy, bad inspirations for the indie game Baldi's Basics in Education and Learning. Beginning circa 2007, IM Means animated cutscenes became a major source material for YouTube poops, among cutscenes from Hotel Mario and other animation magic games, including Link, The Faces of Evil, and Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 4.0 International License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/4.0.